following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey there. I hope you're having a great weekend. I'm Melissa Adon, and this is your update for Saturday, December 5th. California's new stay-at-home order is going into effect. This means many more restrictions are likely coming to San Diego. And now all of this is because ICU beds are at a critical shortage in the Southern California region. This includes San Diego, LA, and Riverside counties, to name a few. The trigger for the new stay-at-home order is ICU beds in the Southern California region being at 15% or less. That's the number. And according to our numbers reported last night, available ICU beds are at 13.1%. If that doesn't change, restrictions will go into effect Sunday. Things like bars, wineries, personal care services, hair salons, and barbershop would have to close for at least 3 weeks. Retail stores, they'd have to lower their capacity to 20%. Restaurants then could only offer takeout or delivery, meaning no more outdoor dining. In San Diego County, our ICU capacity is actually above 15%. We're sitting at 23, but because we are lumped into our neighboring counties, that number is now below 15. Well, as the region stands, Southern California, we went over our ICU bed capacity. But meanwhile, in San Diego County, we've reported 2,039 new cases yesterday, which is a new record of COVID-19. That's out of more than 25,000 tests reported, putting us at an 8% daily positivity rate. Seven more San Diegans have also sadly died, bringing the total to 1,047. And 14 new outbreaks were also reported, making it 93 in the past week alone. Also, a Lakeside Elementary School for kindergarten and first graders that has been shut down because of a COVID outbreak on campus. Winter Gardens Elementary School will be going back to distance learning for now after just under 5% of its students and staff tested positive for the virus. They have about 12 cases among 308 people. Well, meteorologist Crystal Egger, she's here with us, and we're tracking the high winds, and it's been pretty scary these past few days. We saw it in Rancho San Diego, even San Marcos, these small brush fires. Some of them, though, can be detrimental. What are we looking forward to this next few days?
Yeah, that's right, Melissa. It's been a rough week. No way around that with the Santa Ana winds, critically dry fuel. The air is dry. You've probably noticed that on your skin. I know we're using extra chapstick around here over the last few days. The good news I have for you the next 2 days is that the wind has really settled down. We still have elevated fire concerns, so we want to be vigilant out there. But the strong winds are holding off until Monday. We have a fire weather watch for Monday and Tuesday with another moderate offshore Santa Ana event. So for now, enjoy your weekend. Temperatures are going to be in the 70s from the coast to the inland valleys. Chilly start, however. This is the time of year, Melissa, where we need to kind of layer up because the mornings start out frigid and then we get into some really nice weather for the afternoon.
Well, it's something I'm looking forward to. Like we were saying, December vibes, it makes it feel like kind of the holiday spirit. So I'm happy with that. And you know, our holidays, as we know, have changed so much this year. Actually, a popular annual holiday tradition for many San Diegans, it's going to be looking a little different because of COVID-19. This is December Nights. It's actually been turned into a drive-through event called Taste of December Nights. And here how it's working out. Cars are able to drive through a parking lot, order food without having to get out. And the Taste of December Nights is spanning throughout 3 days. It'll be with longer hours of 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can check it out now through tomorrow. And if you're already looking forward to 2021, here's something cool. Balboa Park, as we know, is already a pretty popular spot. But a potential new addition could soon attract even more attention. The Balboa Park Committee gave preliminary approval to build the Balboa Star, a 148-foot-tall observation wheel. It would go in the park's Plaza de Panama, and the observation wheel would take 2 to 3 weeks to install and would be operational by spring of 2021. So that's pretty cool. Thank you so much. That is our update today. We appreciate you being with us. I'm Melissa Adon, and everyone have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.